41% of Minnesotans polled support giving teachers, students, and parents more time to get used to the profile of learning, the new standards that require students to complete dozens of hands-on projects to graduate from high school. Another 33% support changing the standards to make it easier for students and teachers to work with them. But just 9% want to throw out the profile, as the House voted overwhelmingly to do. Bloomington Republican Alice Segrin, who chairs the House K-12 Education Finance Committee, is not swayed.
We have a very strong mandate from the House members that they want to see some radical cleanup of the profile.
Segrin says she thinks the reason only a small percentage of Minnesotans vigorously oppose the program is that the rest don't understand it.
The 9% that favor completely scrapping it probably reflects a very passionate group of people that have really gotten into the details of it. I think the large body of people really don't understand the ramifications, and I think the people that are starting to see the impact on their children and the teachers that are working with it probably know that we definitely have to do some major changes in it.
17% of those polled said they didn't know enough about the profile to have an opinion. That confusion was apparent in follow-up interviews with some respondents.
I think I've heard of it, but I don't recall it that much.
And isn't that the one where if the child is not taking, it is not up to what they think is standard, they take them away from the family? I think it stinks.
In reality, the profile of learning has no provision to take children from their homes, but the comments suggest the level of misinformation surrounding the new standards. Education Commissioner Christine Jacks admits the state needs to do a better job of explaining the new rule, but says the poll clearly shows most Minnesotans don't want to toss it out, and Republicans should consider that.
This is not just people who have chosen to email them. This is a scientific study, a scientific survey of the general population, and I think that it's very important to listen to and look at these kinds of polls.
Jacks says the governor wants to improve, but not gut, the profile of learning. Her recommendations include keeping profile grades off student transcripts for a year and reducing student requirements. DFL leaders in the Senate also want to change the system, but haven't unveiled any specifics yet. On the issue of education funding, the majority of poll respondents want to spend more money on public schools. 42% agree with Governor Ventura's proposal to increase the amount of aid per student going to schools by 2.5% for each of the next 2 years. 22% want an even bigger increase than the governor's, and 20% say the amount of state education spending should stay the same. The chair of the Senate K-12 Education Budget Committee, Minneapolis DFLer Larry Pogemiller, says the poll gives lawmakers a definite mandate to boost education spending to try to meet school districts' increasing costs.
And we have facility needs and operating needs, and so the committee has felt that we should invest more than the governor has in his budget. We like his general direction, but now that I see the poll results, I'm pleased.
Pogemiller says his committee's education bill will spend $190 million more than the governor. That's also $100 million more than House Republicans are proposing, but with overall education spending approaching $8 billion, the three parties are not all that far apart. At the Capitol, I'm Laura McCullum, Minnesota Public Radio.